Let's read in Luke 5, please. If you have a Bible, we'll read it together. Luke chapter 5. And we'll read verses 1 through 11. Luke 5, starting at verse 1. And it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him, upon Jesus, to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two ships standing by the lake. But the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught. And Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net, singular. And when they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net brake. And they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both the ships, so that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. For he was astonished, and all that were with him at the draught of the fishes which they had taken. And so was also James and John, the sons of Zebedee, which were partners with Simon. And Jesus said unto Simon, fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men. And when they had brought their ships to land, they forsook all and followed him. This is a very instructive story about discipleship, especially looking at Peter and where he is in his walk with the Lord. It tells us a lot about discipleship. And so there are three questions from this text that I think will help us, will help you determine where you are in your walk with the Lord. Think about how you would answer these questions. The first one is, how do I respond to failure? How do you respond to failure? The disciples had failed. Peter was one of them. They failed big time. You know, if I go fishing and come back with nothing, that's not news. That's just fishing with David Peterson, because he doesn't know what he's doing. But when professional fishermen fish all night and they don't catch anything, that's news. And that's a failure. What are they doing after they fail? What's Simon doing? He's mending the nets. In fact, the King James says washing the nets, but that meant cleaning them out. They're getting all of the algae out and any of the debris that's in there, and they're getting the nets ready for the next time. In other words, now, I don't know about you, but if it were me, I did this all night long, hours and hours of exhausting work, and you come back with nothing, I probably wouldn't be mending the nets or washing the nets. I'd probably be selling them, but not them. Peter, this says something about Peter, about his willingness to keep at it and to stick to it. And he wasn't willing to give up that quickly, but he went right back at it. He's ready for the next time. So what does that tell us about ourselves? How would you answer the question, how do I respond to failure? Listen, it's okay to fail. Peter's failure here was going to learn bigger lessons because he had failed. Lessons about following the Lord's guidance, following the Lord's instructions, doing what he says to do. And some of the men in the Word of God that failed the most were used the most. And some people in this world that fail the most accomplish the most. Maybe you tried a number of things and things didn't work out. Maybe you tried some business venture and it was a failure. Did you just give up that quick? Well, what about in spiritual things? Are you willing to try it again? Maybe you tried to reach somebody and you tried to get them to come to a gospel meeting and they didn't even give you the time of day and they totally rejected you. Are you going to give up that quick? How do you respond to failure? Do you say, well, I'm going to try again to the next opportunity? We're going to try to reach somebody else. Maybe some of you say, well, I asked her out and she said no. Now, you wouldn't be thinking those sorts of things in a message like that, but maybe you are. You don't have to give up so quick. Maybe you do need to give up. I don't know. It just depends on who it is. But how we respond to failure says a lot about us in our walk with the Lord Jesus. And Peter was going to learn the lesson that, you know something, Jesus can keep fish out of the nets just as much as he can put fish in the nets. And he can be behind the failure because there's something valuable that he wants us to learn in it. And that's what's going to happen with Peter here. So the first question is, how do you respond to failure? Second question is, how do you respond to authority? How do you respond to authority? So they've fished, if you can call it that. They threw out the nets. They didn't catch anything. And then the Lord Jesus comes along, and he wants to use their boat, right? He says, let's launch out a little bit so that he can teach. And there's probably a lot of people pressing upon him. Somebody said something to me the other day that made a lot of sense, that maybe he wanted to thrust out from the land so that his voice would carry across the water and everybody would be able to hear him very well. Maybe that's why. But he asked Peter for his boat. He wants to use his boat. How would you respond? If the Lord wants to use, he'd say, I don't have a boat. All right. What if the Lord wants to use your car? He wants you to pick up some kids to bring them to Sunday school. Or he wants you to bring somebody to a conference, and you did it this weekend. Good for you. That was great. Or what if he wants to use your home to bring people in, to show them the love of the Lord Jesus, to give them a place to stay? What if the Lord wants, he's the Lord. He could put his finger on anything and say, I want to use this, and I want to use, how would you respond? Peter says, sure. So the Lord gets into the boat, and he pushes back, and he's teaching. And then when he finishes the teaching, the Lord does something else. He says, Peter, launch out into the deep for a catch. Excuse me? Like, we don't fish in the day. You don't catch anything in the day. You fish at the nighttime. Okay, you're a carpenter. Okay? I'm a fisherman. Please don't tell me how to do my job, okay? That's not what he says. But that's what you kind of would be thinking, right? What does he know about fishing? That's not when you fish. And everybody's going to see. They're going to be, what are they doing out there in the middle of the day fishing right now? I mean, you talk about desperation. I know they had a bad night and everything, but really? How does he respond? He says, Master, we have toiled all night. Now, I'm going to bring out something in the text. Some versions don't have this, but I think that it's there. Jesus said, let down your nets, plural, for a draught. That's in the King James. It's in some of the other manuscripts too. So, let down your nets for a draught. Peter says, Master, we've toiled all night. Nevertheless, at your word, I'll let down the net. What's he saying? Maybe we're reading into it. I don't know. Could be. Okay, if you really want us to do this, one net should be sufficient anyway. Is that the way to respond to authority? How do you respond to authority? We heard a lot of good ministry today about obedience to parents. So some of you are young enough, this still applies to you. Probably still applies to most of you. How do you respond to the authority in your home? It'll say a lot about what kind of disciple you'll make or are make, the disciple that you are. If you don't respect the authority in your home, how can you respect God's authority? Who has given them their role of authority over you? How do you respond to the authority of the elders in the assembly where you are? Although they don't know it. Where do you obey them? Obey those that have the role over you. So what does Peter do? He says, well, nevertheless, we've toiled all night, we haven't caught a thing, but nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net. So he lets down the net. And what happens? He realizes that he needs more than one net. because it started to break. And I'm sure right away he's thinking, the Lord said to let down the nets, and we just let down one, and look what happened. Probably would have been a good idea if we obeyed what he said to do. So first question, how do you respond to failure? You give up or do you keep at it? How do you respond to authority? Do you obey whatever claims the Lord has upon you or however he wants to use you? Do you allow him to do that? Do you give him the opportunity to use you? The third question is, and maybe this is even more difficult, how do you respond to success? How do you respond to success? Because now Peter has been successful, right? He's a fisherman, and there's fish in the nets. What's he going to do? His first one of his responses, I suppose you could say, is that Peter shared that success with the others. Right? I mean, he kind of had to, right? Or he's going to lose the whole thing. But it says in verse 7, they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship. Get over here. In other words, they brought other people into the success that they had enjoyed. I hope that we can do that. That when God blesses us, when God gives us something, even when we don't deserve it, most of the time we don't, probably all the time. What do? Do we bring others into the good of that success? Do we bring others into what God is doing in our lives or the blessing that God has given us? That's Peter, he beckons to the others that they come. Another thing, another response, he shares that success, brings other people in, but he's humbled by it, isn't he? What does he say when he comes to the Lord? It says he falls down at Jesus' knees and he says, verse 8, depart from me, for I'm a sinful man. That's why I'm trying to make a lot out of nets versus net. Because if Peter is saying, if the Lord Jesus was saying, Peter, let down the nets because it's going to be that successful. And Peter's response is, sure, Lord, whatever, I'll put down one net. I think that would have been quite a rebuke to him when the net was filling up and it was evident that he should have been completely obedient to what the Lord said to do. And that's why his response is, depart from me, I'm a sinful man. Lord, I never should have doubted what you wanted me to do. I never should have doubted your will. His response was not arrogance. His response was humility, a humble response. How do you respond when God uses you, when God blesses you, when you don't deserve it? Are you humbled? Are we proud and want other people to pay attention to what we're doing and what God, when it's not us doing it at all, when God is working through us and using us? Are we humbled by it? I think it was Warren Wiersbe that said, when success humbles you, failure won't crush you. When success humbles you, failure won't crush you. More Christian workers have been ruined by success than by failure, and that is absolutely true. Well, the last thing is, Peter shares that success. He was humbled by it. Aren't you humbled by it? When God, you're old enough, most of you are old enough to know what it's like to be used of God. Are you not humbled by it? That God would ever put his hand on you and use you to be a blessing to other people. It's a remarkable thing. It's a wonderful thing. But the last thing is that Peter was willing to walk away from all that he had been given to do something even better. This was arguably the most successful day he'd ever had as a fisherman. I say it had to be. The Lord did what he did as a miracle. And then the Lord says, I've got something else in mind. From here on out, you thought this was good? Catching all these fish, you thought that was good? From here on out, you're going to catch people. Wow, imagine what it would be like to catch that many people. Acts chapter 2, Peter preaching, 3,000 in the net. Sweet, right? Acts chapter 3, Peter preaching, 5,000 in the net. Know why? Because he made this choice here. As successful as he was, and as great as that catch was, it says in verse 11, when they had brought their ships to land, they forsook it all. His valuable, the best catch of their life, walks away from it all and follows Christ. There was something better, and that's what he was pursuing. Now, discipleship, it's a lifelong thing, but it's It's day by day. Where are you today in your walk with the Lord? It's determined largely by how you answer these questions and how good we are at learning from our failures, learning from our successes, and being obedient, responding to the authority that the Lord is to have in our lives. May that mark us as God's people. Let's pray. Is there going to be refreshment too? Okay, we'll give thanks. Father, we're thankful for thy word. We're thankful for the lessons that are in it. Especially, Lord, we're drawn to this man Peter and the lessons that are there in his life. We relate to him so often, mostly because we stumble and we falter and we fail. And yet, he was used so mightily of the Lord. And this is our desire for our own lives. It's our desire for the lives of the young people here. We thank thee that there's a desire to be here, that there's a desire to be where the Word of God is being opened. And we pray, Lord, rich blessing upon each of the young believers here. There may be some still in their sins. O God, that they too may become disciples by first trusting in the work of Christ. We're thankful for the refreshment. We're thankful for the care of God's people for us here in this assembly. And we pray, Lord, to bless the remainder of the evening. Help us as we would anticipate gathering to remember the Lord Jesus tomorrow, that our thoughts might be centered on the worthy one, our Lord Jesus. We ask these things in his name. Amen.